Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The Secretary notices the absence of a quorum. Would all members please come to the Senate floor for our 9 a.m. session? All senators, please, to the Senate floor. Colleagues, a quorum is now present. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag by Senator Lara.
We remember again that we are always in God's presence. The book of Proverbs says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything else flows from it." Creator God, give us a heart like yours that inspires us to love without reservation, to step out in courageous service to one another, and never to dig up in doubt what we have planted in faith. Fortify us with your grace to speak kindly, to keep our actions on the upswing, and to refuse to allow any discouragement to infiltrate our spirits. Let your light shine through the cracks and splinters of the less than perfect portions of our hearts. And may we forgive ourselves our imperfections, and in response, return needed compassionate forgiveness to others. Amen.
Members, join me in the salute to our flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good morning, colleagues. Under privileges of the floor, we are at privileges of the floor.
Are some of them going to come down to the floor to receive the?
Are there any privileges of the floor? All right, I believe we do, but they aren't here at the moment, so we will continue and come back to the privileges of the floor. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Under motions, resolutions, and notices, without objection, the Senate journals for February 6th through 9th, 2017 will be approved as corrected by the minute clerk. Any other motions, resolutions, and notices? All right, seeing none, we will go to introductions and first readings of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 273, 274, and Senate Bill 275.
Those bills will be deemed read. Under consideration of the daily file, second reading file, Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 11 by Senator Pan.
Under governor's appointments. Governor's appointments. Senator De Leon, do you wish to take up governor's appointments? All right. Mr. Secretary. Senator De Leon.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, Mr. Tony Jose, also known as Tony Ortiz, has been appointed to the board of the California Exposition and State Fair Board of Directors. He is a United States Air Force veteran and brings extensive experience in California's agricultural industry to the Exposition and State Fair Board. He was heard in the Rules Committee January 23rd, and he was passed by a bipartisan vote. Therefore, I respectfully ask for a bipartisan vote.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator De Leon. Any debate or discussion on this nomination? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Atkins. Bates.
Aye.
Bell. Berryhill.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Canella.
Aye.
De Leon.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Fuller.
Aye.
Gaines.
Aye.
Galgioni.
Aye.
Glazer. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Hill.
Aye.
Hueso.
Aye.
Jackson.
Aye.
Lada.
Aye.
Leyva.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Monning.
Aye.
Morlock.
Aye.
Morrell.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn. Nilsen.
Aye.
Pan.
Aye.
Portantino.
Aye.
Roth.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Stern. Stone.
Aye.
Vidak.
Aye.
Wykowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Atkins, Bell, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Wynn,
aye,
Stern. Bell, aye.
Senator De Leon moves a call. File item under the Senate third reading, colleagues. We are at Senate third reading, file item 8. File item 8. Senator Morlock, file item 8. Do you wish to pass on file? Pass on file. File item 9. Senator Leyva, pass on file. File item number 10. Senator Berryhill. Move to the inactive motion, inactive file without objection. All right. All right, colleagues, we are going to go back to privileges of the floor. We do have some guests that we would like to recognize under privileges of the floor. Senator De Leon, for a purpose, sir. Colleagues, if we could give our attention, please, to the back of the hall to Senator De Leon.
Okay, Madam President, thank you very much. Colleagues, today we are very proud to recognize six outstanding California leaders being honored by the James Irvine Foundation for their creative solutions to pressing issues facing our state in the areas of economic development, education, autism support, homelessness, after-school programming, and legal aid. These leaders are improving the lives of tens of thousands, if not millions, of individuals across our great state with approaches that create opportunities and remove barriers that benefit not only those they serve, but each of us throughout the great state of California. Now, it is my honor to introduce a recipient from my district, Tony Brown, the Executive Director of Heart of Los Angeles, or Hola. Now, he is receiving a leadership award for creating high-quality after-school opportunities in Los Angeles that point young people towards the promise of academic achievement and success. His program inspires and engages students after school in ways that improve their engagement overall in education. And because 97% of all Hola students live in poverty, 97%, these programs are important ways to reduce the risk of young people who may get involved with drugs, gangs, or ultimately the juvenile justice system. Hola's college prep students are dramatically increasing their SAT scores, college enrollment, and ability to stay in college. But the results go way beyond test scores. Hola engages young people by providing intensive, personalized programming in arts and athletics not available in their schools. This includes a collaboration with the Los Angeles Philharmonic to furnish instruments, instruction, and pave the way for performances at major venues across California and abroad. Tony's work is an accomplishment and demonstrates that smart investments in our young people deliver a promise, a positive return on investment, promoting their achievement and benefiting entire families and communities as well. Colleagues, let's please give a warm recognition, because it is my privilege to recognize Tony Brown on the Senate floor today, one of the recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Award.
Congratulations to Tony Brown. Senator Skinner.
Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, colleagues. Our next award recipient, a resident of my district, is working to ensure that the institutions that most directly touch the lives of young people facing trauma, whether foster care, juvenile justice, or school, successfully serve those children and their families. Guided by the principle that kids aren't failing the system fails kids, Ken Barrick, the founder and CEO of Seneca Family of Agencies, a cherished institution in all of the communities in my district, is receiving the Leadership Award today for his pioneering work focused on schools as a key venue for reaching struggling students most effectively. Ken founded the Seneca Family of Agencies in 1985 to meet the needs of children in group homes and foster care. It now has well expanded those services and provides school, family, and community-based services for children with various emotional issues along with their families. The program that Ken is being honored for, Unconditional Education, provides educators and parents with the skills and resources required to address students' academic, behavioral, and social-emotional needs in an integrated way. Ken's goal is to create a school climate that encourages struggling students to stay engaged and learning with their peers rather than becoming isolated. Seneca's model also gives school officials greater control over special education funding and spending so that they can respond to students who show early trauma, signs of trauma or learning disabilities, rather than reserving the funds solely for the most acute cases. Teachers often know what their students need early on, says Barrick. So the unconditional education model, trains educators to recognize trauma and disability symptoms and to request support at weekly meetings focused on coordinating services, which has created the opportunity to have issues get attention within 48 hours. The vision is producing results. In 2014, Seneca received a federal innovation grant to implement and test this model at several Bay Area schools, and the first year results show significant impact on language and math test scores for Latino students and English language learners, and positive effects in literacy and attitudes about school among special education students. This program reminds us that when schools are better equipped to address the needs of students who are struggling the most, we create an environment that helps all students to succeed. In addition to directing the Seneca Family of Agencies for the last 32 years, Ken also serves as an elected member of the Alameda County Board of Education, a governor appointee to the Child Welfare Council, and on the board of the California Council for Community Mental Health Agencies. Ken Barrick is truly an astounding leader, and I am honored to have him not only as my constituent, but to be able to recognize him today on the floor of the Senate.
Thank you, Senator Skinner, and thank you, Ken Barrick, with the Seneca Family of Agencies in Oakland. Thank you. Senator Mitchell at Senator De Leon's desk.
Good morning, colleagues. First of all, let me, on behalf of all of my colleagues on the Senate, thank the Irvine Foundation, because now more than ever, it's important that we recognize what real leadership looks like. And I appreciate Irvine having run a nonprofit organization to not only recognize true leadership from the ground up, but they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're supporting you in a monetary fashion. And so let's give a round of applause to the Irvine Foundation. And so as we talk about what real leadership looks like, I want to recognize a true powerhouse, pardon my French, Ariva, a badass in the community that I come from. And Ariva Martin like many of us here on the floor, had a personal life experience that catapulted her into action and advocacy. Areva is the mother of Marty, who is a gentle giant. Areva and her husband, both attorneys, both well-established in their careers. Areva is a published author. You've seen her on TV, on a number of shows, advocated on behalf of parents, making sure the parents know their rights. Recognized that Marty wasn't talking by the age of two. And intuitively, as a mother, she knew she had a problem. And ultimately, the diagnosis of autism was made. Areva then recognized as an attorney, solid middle-class working family, that if she was having trouble accessing appropriate resources and supports for Marty, what must the mothers who look like her in our community be experiencing as well? And that was the impetus from which Special Needs Network blossomed. The organization's Parent Advocacy Mentor Program is an 8-week informational boot camp that has helped hundreds of families throughout South and East LA understand how to navigate care systems and the resources available to them by law, as well as how to advocate for their children, from the local school board to both here to the state legislature. As all of you know, autism is the nation's fastest growing childhood developmental disability. Nationally, a child is diagnosed with autism every 20 minutes, and there are nearly 91,000 children in California's public schools with autism, those that we know about. What Areva's advocacy here in the Senate Select Committee on Autism and the parents she serves fundamentally understand is that black and brown children and poor children are often diagnosed late, up to 2 years later. She's also brought the issue to the State House around parity and equality in terms of the funding of resources. You know, the children on the west side of my district should not have more access and earlier access to diagnosis and services than the children on the south and east side, and that's what Areva's advocacy has been about. The Special Needs Network Center for Autism and Developmental Disabilities is a one-stop clinic providing autistic children with assessments, behavioral and speech therapies, legal services, and case management. And in 2018, it's going to be a big year, Areva, SNN will open a landmark autism medical and developmental clinic in South LA to provide comprehensive mental, physical, and dental health care to thousands of children with autism in LA County. Areva and her husband and the families of the Special Needs Network have again worked tirelessly to make sure that we as policymakers understand fundamentally what all children deserve and should be entitled to with regard to early diagnosis, so treatment can be swift and efficient and most effective. Again, I applaud the Irvine Foundation for recognizing what true leadership looks like. And true leadership, ladies and gentlemen, is in the form of Areva Martin.
Congratulations to you. Senator Wiener at Senator De Leon's desk. Senator Wiener.
Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, today I have the honor of recognizing another award recipient from the James Irvine Foundation, Denise Sandoval, from an amazing organization who founded an amazing organization called Lava May, which I know has expanded into Southern California as well, but originated in our great innovative city of San Francisco. San Francisco is an innovative city in many ways. I think a lot of times people think of that innovation around technology, but it's innovation across the spectrum. And here we have Denise, who recognized that our homeless situation in San Francisco was just spiraling, and that we had more and more just visible misery and poverty on our streets. understood and learned that it's incredibly hard for homeless people in our city and probably in most cities just to get a shower, just to get clean, just to be able to be just healthy and the basic necessities of life, beyond shelter and beyond food, what gives people the dignity to be able to function on a daily basis. And so she founded Lava May, which is a play on, of course, Clean Me in Spanish, and purchased some older buses and retrofitted them and turned them into basically hygiene facilities where people could shower and get clean. And that's how it started, but then it expanded. And now these buses are almost mobile, multi-service facilities where people can get connected to a lot of different services, and it's been incredibly successful. In San Francisco, in our fair city, we don't always agree with each other on everything, but this is one of those things where the praise has just been universal across the spectrum because it is one of those very simple ideas that no one had thought of before. And now it is helping people on a daily basis, also, I believe, in Los Angeles and in Ventura, and it's really just amazing. So thank you for doing what you do, and it's a pleasure to honor you today.
Congratulations to Denise Sandoval. Congratulations to you. Senator Hill at Senator De Leon's desk. Senator Hill.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I'm pleased to introduce Julia Wilson. She is the CEO of One Justice, being recognized for her leadership in expanding critically needed legal assistance to California's rural communities. We all know, and we've seen many times, when we are hit by a tragedy or we see injustice someplace, so many people just kind of say, well, that's fate. It just happens, and they turn the other way and walk away. Not Julia. When Julia's great aunt was victimized by a financial scam while living in rural California, she was struck by how difficult it can be for those in rural areas to get legal help. For low-income residents, these challenges can often be insurmountable. Nearly half of all low-income Californians who qualify for legal aid need it. But help is hard to come by, with only one legal aid attorney for every 5,000 eligible Californians. The problem is pronounced in many ways. Attorneys are concentrated in cities far removed from the 1.6 million rural residents eligible for legal aid. The few legal services nonprofits serving rural areas are stressed to cover large geographic regions with very limited resources. She decided to do something and to bridge that gap. One example is a justice bus that brings volunteer legal professionals and students from major cities to 70 legal clinics per year in underserved rural locations. Volunteers provide critical expertise and assistance on basic legal problems that can be easy to fix with the help of an attorney, yet have a profound impact on people's lives. These volunteers have helped veterans access benefits to care for themselves and their families. Immigrants realize their dream of becoming American citizens. And Californians with prior nonviolent convictions change their records in order to remove barriers to jobs, housing, and much more. The Justice Bus serves roughly 1,200 clients per year, with nearly 8 in 10 reporting their legal situation has improved. Julia has improved the lives of thousands of Californians by offering critical legal help that has a profound impact. I'm really pleased to recognize Julia on the floor today and as the James Irvine Foundation winner for this year. What a wonderful leader we have.
Congratulations. Congratulations to Julia Wilson and One Justice of San Francisco. Congratulations. And last, but certainly by no means least, Senator Hueso at Senator De Leon's desk.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, it's my honor as the chair of the California Latino Legislative Caucus to present a very, very dynamic Californian who has been single-handedly working to create new businesses and new jobs in the state of California. I would like to acknowledge the work that award recipient Dora Westerlund has done in the Central Valley to improve the economic status of Latinos as the CEO of the Fresno Area Hispanic Foundation. As my colleagues are well aware, the impact of the most recent recession hit the San Joaquin Valley and other parts of the state very, very hard. There was an enormous reduction in jobs, and those are targets in our state that we've sought to increase employment in and to start new business in as well. And Dora has been an amazing partner with the state of California in working to offer residents of that area new paths to income and advancement through entrepreneurship. She expanded the Fresno Area Hispanic Foundation's mission on starting, supporting, and growing small businesses, including the creation of a downtown hub that features the first bilingual business incubator in Western United States. The downtown business hub supports new business owners with workspaces, internet access, phones, a receptionist, and bilingual services, including loans and expertise for would-be entrepreneurs in tax, law, finance, and business planning. The results have been astonishing. They've been impressive. They've really set a path for others to follow, with the creation of nearly 80 businesses supporting 12,000 new jobs and having a local economic impact in the region estimated at $200 million. 7 in 10 of these new businesses succeeds, beating statewide odds. Dora is sharing her approach by hosting small business workshops in the region's remote rural areas. The success of Dora and the Fresno Area Hispanic Foundation reaffirms that the spirit of entrepreneurship is alive and well in California, and that we can tap into this spirit to create even greater economic prosperity and growth throughout our state. It is my honor once again to recognize Dora Westerlund on the floor of the Senate today. Thank you.
And congratulations to Dora Westerlund and the Fresno Area Hispanic Foundation. Colleagues, a final round of applause, please, for all of the extraordinary recipients and winners of the Irvine Foundation Awards. Colleagues, we have one matter left. We have file item 3. Mr. Secretary, colleagues, on file item 3, we are going to lift the call. Lifting the call on file item 3. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Atkins? Aye. Glazer? Hernandez? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg, aye. Stern? Aye.
Ayes 38, no 0. Excuse me. Ayes 39, no 0. The ayes 39, no 0. We close the roll. Ayes 39, no 0. The governor's appointment is confirmed. All right. Colleagues, we are now. We will now return to motions and resolutions. This is the time to address adjourn in memory Are there any adjourn in memory? Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to adjourn in memory of Ralph Rodheim. He was a longtime resident of Newport Beach, and he was a successful businessman, and he was actually honored as Businessman of the Year or Citizen of the Year in 2010. He passed away on Sunday at his Balboa Island home of complications related to ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He was 72. To his credit, Ralph didn't let this disease stop him from being an active part of the community, and Ralph partook in chamber and civic activities up until the end. Steve Rozanski, president and chief executive of the Newport Chamber of Commerce, which issued the Citizen of the Year Award, said in a statement, "Ralph was generous not only with his money, but more importantly with his time." He was very active in the Balboa Village, and he served on the Balboa Village Merchants Association. He and his wife, Penny, owned Balboa Boat Rentals in the Fun Zone for more than 25 years, which is where we would go to rent our boats, either a Duffy or a sailboat, to enjoy Newport Harbor. He was a graduate of Newport Harbor High School and Chapman University. He was an organizer of Newport to Ensenada Boat Race, the Newport Beach Christmas Boat Parade, and the Balboa Yacht Club's annual Wooden Boat Festival, which he helped found in 2014. He was also chairman of the California Boating and Waterways Commission. In 2014, a few months after he was diagnosed with ALS, Rodheim participated in an ice bucket challenge that raised money for the ALS Association. Ralph was a community star, a warm-hearted neighbor, and he was a personal friend. I'd like to adjourn in his memory and ask that we keep his family in our thoughts and prayers at this time of loss. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Morlock, and please extend to his family our sincere condolences. Thank you. Any other adjourn in memory? Senator Wykowski.
Members, I rise in memory of Dr. Ramon Chacon, who passed away this week after battling cancer. In his teaching career, which spanned four decades, Professor Chacon taught ethics studies at Santa Clara University. Now, he was born near the Mexican border in Brawley, California. His parents were farm workers, and his dad was involved in the farm labor unions dating back to 1918. Ramon grew up in Fresno. He received his bachelor's of arts in history and a bachelor's of arts in Spanish at Cal State University, Fresno. Then he went to Stanford, and he obtained a master's degree in history, a master's degree in Latin American studies, and his PhD in history, where he specialized in modern Latin America. While he was a graduate student at Stanford, he taught Chicano history classes at Soledad State Prison, I guess every summer. He began teaching at Humboldt State University up in Arcata, and then in 1981, he came to Santa Clara University, where he continued until health problems prevented him. Probably his greatest legacy was the impact of the thousands of students that took his courses. Now, there could have been, you know, in a Jesuit study and helping be a champion for other people. There were a lot of white kids who came from the valley who were insensitive to Latino heritage, Latino contributions. On the other hand, there were people of color or students of color who had an opportunity to go to class where they learned about the rich history and the contributions that Latinos have made to California. And these young people have become our health professionals, community organizers, attorneys, educators, businessmen and women. The common thread with all of these students is their commitment to public service, and that's the commitment that was implanted in them by Dr. Ramon Chacon. In this climate that we're in today, Madam President, an appreciation and understanding of this multi-ethnic communities had never been more important. I ask that we join his family, his son, Ramon Chacon Jr., the daughter, Gina Hunley, and the whole Santa Clara University community who's mourning his passing.
Thank you, Senator Wykowski, and please extend the condolences of the Senate to the Chacon family, as well as those folks at the university who are mourning his passing. Any other adjourn in memory? Senator Bradford.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise today to adjourn in a memory of a constituent of mine, Ms. Melba Joyce Reed, a resident of California since 1944, a proud graduate of Jefferson High School, Mighty Democrat, and LA City College, as well as LA Trade Tech, and a 36-year employee of LA County Department of Social Services. She was a mother, she was a daughter, she was a wife, a friend to many. She loved dancing, she loved food, she loved great debates, especially around politics, but more importantly, she enjoyed life and sharing of herself with her friends and her neighbors throughout her life. Mel was loved jitterbugging, as I said. She was a jitterbug dance champion. She also took part in the Peace Chapel Chapelettes, a singing group that she started from Peace Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, where she's a member since 1962. On January 19th, we lost her with her daughter, Pam, who's a good friend of mine, but her son-in-law, P. Anthony Thomas, who's no stranger to any of us here, the son-in-law to her. I ask that we adjourn in memory of Ms. Melba Joyce Reed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bradford, and please bring her name forward so that we can properly memorialize her passing. Any other adjourn in memory? All right, at this point, we have committee announcements to make. Senator Mitchell.
For purposes of announcement,
without objection,
the Committee on Budget and Fiscal Review will convene immediately upon adjournment of session in room 4203.
4203, the Budget Committee, immediately upon adjournment. Senator Hertzberg.
For purposes of announcement, the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Water will convene immediately upon adjournment of session in room 3191.
That's 3191, the Committee on Natural Resources. Any other announcements? Seeing and hearing none, if there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear.
Thank you much, Madam President, colleagues. Have a very wonderful, productive, safe weekend with your constituents, family, and loved ones. We will reconvene here on Monday at 2 p.m. Monday, 2 p.m. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m.